Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and T. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 210 of
The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
I'm T. Quillen.
I'm John Malden.
And this week we're talking to the best actor in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, to the best. Actor. I think we should, fireworks or something about that.
Yeah. Well, right after we got done with the interview, there was an alarm that went off, or a siren that went
That's
off.
That's true. It was ushering him into rehearsal.
Yeah.
So.
No, that would have been like a dinner bell.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, it's Brian Webb Russell today. So let's jump right into it.
All right.
Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
They may look at you funny,
but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
John?
Yes, sir.
Longtime friend on the phone.
Oh, yeah?
Brian Webb Russell.
Oh, longtime friend.
Yep.
First time caller.
Huh? Wow. I've colored over nine.
Brian, how are you?
Fine. How you guys doing?
Good.
Well, doing all right.
Doing as good as we can.
Well, in these days, that says something.
It's true. It's very true.
A lot.
Yeah. Or not much.
Depending, right? You're in Horse Cave, Kentucky right now, right?
Yes, sir.
So when did you take up the equestrian arts?
not that kind of horse, no.
Oh. Okay, sorry.
Equine spelunking, I believe.
Equine spelunking.
Wow.
Didn't they write a play about that a couple of years ago?
Yeah. Equine spelunking.
I think it was called equine spelunking. That's right.
There's a whole lot of spelunk there.
Right. Just... and scene. All right.
How to take your pony into a dark chamber, but I'm not going to go there.
Oh, well, you can lead a horse to culture, but you can't make him drink.
That's right.
So anyway, Brian, what are you doing
in Horse Cave,
Kentucky, in all seriousness?
What am I doing?
Yes.
With the Horse Cave Theater, Kentucky Repertory Theater, as they now call themselves, starting rehearsals yesterday for a three-person Crime and Punishment. Really interesting little script. We're going to do it in one solid act. It's interesting.
Okay, so just pause for a second.
He's got me doing the criminal, so that
three-person version of Crime and Punishment.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It actually works too. It's a lot of two people doing pretty much everything else, and I'm Raskolnikov, and it's kind of a memory play, one of those plays where you got the other two characters doing everything else, and they're floating in and out, changing costumes, coming in as Porfiry, coming in as Sonya, and then the other characters. So it's actually rather cool. And then fairly soon I'll be starting Christmas Story up here with children. Christmas stories. I say with children because, of course, the rep's version in Tennessee is with adults playing the children. I've got children playing children.
Right.
Which probably is going to be very interesting. I haven't done an actual show with kids in quite a while.
I was about to say, isn't that the rule? Isn't that one of the two rules?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, that's in film, but...
Don't work with horses. Really. Don't work with horses and don't work with children.
Oh, great.
Well, and you've blown that right out of the
water. I've screwed that two ways to Sunday already.
Well, I think the caveat there is the actual cave part.
Oh, right.
I think that's the loophole.
That's it. If they're in a cave, that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
In Kentucky. Yeah, got it. Oh, well, you're fine, Brian. That's good.
Oh, so I call the cave a loophole now. Okay.
Probably not with the children around.
Right.
No.
So,
wow, this is going a total different direction. I thought
so, it's a family show, Brian.
Hi, you know, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
So you arrived from Horse Cave from
Florida.
American Stage,
yeah. Did two shows for Todd Olson down there. Todd directed both of them, as a matter of fact. Did The Seafarer, the Connor McPherson five-hander. It's really, really good show. And we had just a phenomenal cast. I mean, everybody was cast perfectly. Everybody was cast just right. And it was really a great, great evening of theater. I played Ivan, the drunken friend of the Harkins, who basically stays at their house kind of to avoid his own wife and his own problems back home, and drinks his brains pretty much totally, not when, not going to say dry, but drinks his brains out during the show.
Pickled, nice, awesome.
I wound up, every night I would drink five full bottles of water, beer bottles full of water.
Wow.
And my kidneys are the cleanest they've been in years.
So it's method show.
Really, really good show. As a matter of fact, I got to work with a guy named Tom Nowicki, who was just in Blindside with Sandra Bullock.
Hmm.
We nicknamed him Tom Blindside Nowicki.
Nice.
Really, really great guy. Really great guy. And he was still teaching me a lot about, working in the film business. It's like, just, I'd sit there and absorb all this knowledge, just going, tell me more, I need more. Tell me, what? Oh my God. You're amazing.
Cool.
And then finished that up with another 8-month stint doing, or another 8-week stint doing The Mystery of Irma Vep again, this time for Todd. And actually doing the opposite roles that I did for People's Branch for Ross Brooks a couple of years ago. I did the other set, which was very interesting. There was times during the rehearsal when my partner in crime, Matt McGee, was doing Jane, and she plays, she has to do all the exposition about Mandacrest and about all its secrets and history and legends and everything. And basically my character sits there and goes, yes. Oh, how horrible. He goes on and on and on. And I realized right then why I hated Eric Pastel Crosby so much in our show. I was like, oh, it's all coming back. That's why. But it was a big, huge old fun romp. We had a blast doing it. It was, paintings that bled and paintings that faded away and turned into ugly faces of Brian Webb Russell. And a full mummy out, two full mummies and a mummy and a Cleopatra-like outfit for me. Which some photos are of it are available online somewhere, I'm sure.
I think I saw those before we logged in. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, my Facebook now has my spit take from hell that we did for our photo shoot.
Nice.
It's the longest spit take I think that has been recorded.
Wow.
For publicity consumption. So it was the one that adorned Tampa Bay Magazine, so I was very, very thrilled with that.
Nice.
That's the shot that goes in the big, the big she publication down there, and it's like, it's me doing a spit take in a wig and a dress.
What more can you ask for, really?
Life is good.
You know, that makes you popular in Ybor City.
Well, there's certain spots, yeah. Watermark, the GBLT publication, a GLT publication, the guy that did our interview was fascinated with that photo. I was like, mm-hmm.
Right.
I bet you were.
No,
but it was a great, I had a great time, 4 months, down there, and just had a wonderful time.
Cool. Now, John and I, the reason why we wanted to talk to you is mostly just to say that we had the best actor in Nashville on the show. It wasn't really to talk to you. It was just so that we could put that credit on our, you know, on our website that we've now.
You got me instead of Waller?
Well, no. I mean, you've been voted, right? I mean, isn't that how that goes?
No, this was a writer's choice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the people's voting choice was Nicole Kidman for the best actor in Nashville.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah, literally. You're referring to is the Nashville Scene recently did their best of publication.
Cool.
And Martin Brady graciously said for 2010 that it was me and Denise Hicks.
There you go.
And I couldn't have been more happy to be, you know, paired up with somebody like Denise. She's my artistic sister in crime anywhere. And just to, you know, to be mentioned with her was just a thrill.
Now, you guys have a project with Nicole Kidman coming up, right? Isn't that how that works? Isn't this?
Well, I got one with Denise. I wish we, you know, had it with Nicole Kidman.
The three of you, right?
What... Don't tell Nan Gurley that. I wish it was Nicole, but it's not. It's going to be Nan again.
Well, all right.
But yeah, Shakespeare's Cake's coming up in January.
That's cool.
And this time actually doing it for the group it's intended to be played for. We're doing it in front of high school kids this time. So that's a little frightening prospect. The last time we did it as a fundraiser for the Shakespeare Festival. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty much an audience that was going to say, is Shakespeare relevant in schools? Yes, yes, he is. Well, you know, I'm fully cognizant that this time we're going into a pack that is Shakespeare relevant for high schools? No! He stinks! Get him out!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
hostile territory.
Oh, yeah. If we don't word this question just right, it could be...
Yeah.
We could be doing the biggest tap dance out of there, you know, every day. But so it's going to be interesting coming up with doing that. But, and so Martin Brady, like I said, going back to the original topic here, graciously said for 2010 I had the best year, and I was very happy for that. He included the Galileo, which I did with People's Branch, the last big show that they got to do. And then, of course, The Tempest with Shakesfest again doing Prospero.
Cool.
And also mentioned me kind of starting out the Twain Festival last year, that the citywide thing that Nashville did, a thing I did for Carolyn German from Metro Parks where I got the Twain gear I have, got it back on and did like this little 4 or 5 minute presentation to introduce the mayor and introduce the whole thing that we were doing for the city. So.
Cool.
So that was it. He didn't mention the two children's theater shows, but that was okay because one of them had to sing, and nobody really wants to know about that at all.
So it seems like Nashville still seems to be working pretty well for you in terms of giving you work and stuff. But the whole Southeast is as well. I mean, you travel all over the place, you know.
Well, it's my luxury as a bachelor. I can, you know, I've got the ability and at the moment, the vehicle that can get me around places. And it's the way I always wanted to, I think I mentioned this a long time ago, the way I wanted my career to go was to be able to go to these places, go to an Arkansas rep, go to, Louisville Children's Theater if I wanted to, go to places around, use Nashville as the center of a clock, and anywhere from 5 to 7 hours away is fair game for me.
Hmm.
You know, knowing that in Nashville itself, I have the ability to look at people's seasons and know where I'd fit in, and they also have the ability to know because I'm there all the time where I'd fit in, and seeing how much of those match. So. It's having that security there and then the idea that I can go around wherever I need to. I mean, the biggest irony was that this accolade came while I was the best actor in Nashville is down in Florida. It was very ironic to me, but it also is kind of speaks of the way my career is and the way I kind of like it that way.
Cool. Cool. Well, what's next for you? What's coming up after this?
Like I said, finishing up the two shows here, Shakespeare's Case, and I've got a possibility of going to Colorado to do Grandpa, and you can't take it with you.
Cool.
Nice. So,
I've still got to pursue that. It's at a university, so I'm as you well know, I'm up against university regulations and
right.
their whole thing about whether they're going to fund this time or not. So I haven't heard back. It's a David Graves project, another one of those networking things from years ago where mm-hmm. you keep your network going and good things happen.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's all back up to, it's up in the air again. It's all getting scheduling back, finding out what's going on and everything. Also upcoming is another taping of this project I did with Jeremy Childs and Galen Fott. Called Quaver, which is a really, really cool little 30-part video series about music. And it takes music and breaks it down to its most basic components of beat and rhythm and notes, and then it takes it and then it traces it through styles and then through the history of music, all in like in these really easy to understand and fun chunks. It's kind of like Pee Wee's Playhouse meets you know PBS.
Wow!
It's really cool. I'm not going to say, but the guy that wrote it is also the star. He plays Quaver. He owns a music shop, and I play Debussy, the French composer, who along with Vivaldi and Beethoven are these stone statues, busts of these characters that he has in the shop, and of course we only talk to him. It's a very they're little ventriloquist dummy heads, and we not only do the voices of them, we also manipulate the mechanism too. It's a really cool project.
Cool.
And I've done 3 tapings of this, and I think they've got one more to finish up the series with us coming up. So.
Well, you got to keep us posted on that. I want to see some more of that. I mean, or see some of it. Period. That sounds intriguing.
It's pretty fascinating. And like I said, just the way that it starts out simple, just breaks it all down, just breaks it down to its basic components of what music is, and then traces it all the way through. It's a fascinating series.
Cool.
And I'm very fortunate to be a part of it.
Cool. Brian, always a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, everything else is like back to square one of, okay, who's got what coming up?
Right.
Never-ending rotation.
What's available, what's, you know, anything, anybody got anything? Work for food.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to have you on. It's great to talk to you again, and best
great
of luck
to you. Congratulations on where you are now.
Thank you. It's, you know, it's really funny. I told Becca after we got here and everything, I said, you know, I really owe probably this job to Brian Webb Russell, because that you were mentioned in the telephone interview, the very first interview. Don was, of course, on the phone, you know, and asked the question.
Wow.
You know, and of course, I lied my ass off.
So you'd like me?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me? It was like, well, you know,
he's my best friend ever.
Was that question? It was that question of, what do you think about Brian Webb Russell? And of course, okay, well, no, wait a minute. Does this guy like him or does this guy not like him? You know, and, no, I'm only kidding. He asked me the question of what he thought if he were to ask you what you would say about me.
Well, did you show him the LinkedIn?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, that's what I think of you.
Yeah,
you weasel.
which is
actually weasel is what I think of you. But
right,
you know.
right. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's what LinkedIn's about. Is about, you know.
Yeah, lying.
Of course. It's Facebook for liars, you know. And
exactly. I've seen what people have said about me. It's like, oh, that's so sweet. You're lying your butt off. You are lying your ass off.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, and it's kind of the way I felt about the accolade too. It's been weird. I quipped to Martin about a jinx that seems to happen to people, the male actors that get that nod every year. Either the work starts drying up for them immediately, or they get on this huge ego trip and work dries up for them immediately. And I'm like, I do not want to succumb to that jinx. I just want to get out of town and let it die down. By the time I get back, everybody will have forgotten about it.
Well, we're going to make sure that doesn't happen, Brian.
Yeah, that's
oh, great. Fine.
So before we let you go, hit your dates at Horse Cave and the shows and that sort of thing, where people can get tickets.
Well, it's at Horse Cave Theater. It's mile marker 58 up on I-65. Let's see. Looking at the schedule right now, we open Friday, November 5th for Crime and Punishment for the public. We're also doing kids performances, and we'll be running the show until the until the 20th of November. Two performances Friday, Saturday, two on Saturday, one on Sunday every week. The box office number up here is 270-786-1200. It's really easy to get to. It's a really fun little town. That's been the big culture shock difference of nightlife after St. Petersburg, and then nightlife coming into Horse Cave. Yeah.
Not quite the same, huh?
Not nearly the same. There was like several clubs that are like right downtown around where the theater is in St. Pete. And lovely young ladies wearing the highest and shortest of skirts. And it was very, very, a very wonderful thing for an old bachelor like me just to sit on a corner, drink my Coca-Cola, and just watch the girls go by, as it were. And now the sidewalks roll up at 10 o'clock, so... But that's okay. I've got work, and that's the key.
Exactly, right?
Right.
Cool.
And well, how about you, John? How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm still looking for work, so I'm right there with who's got what. We'll see,
You're going to be fine. Yeah. We'll lie about you on LinkedIn, too.
Totally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All you got to do is ask.
Please, everyone lie about me. In a positive way.
Well, we all do,
a positive way for me. I should.
That's totally different now.
Yeah, I know. All right,
Brian. Thanks again, man. It's always great to talk to you. And let's not make it so long before we talk again.
You got it, man.
Keep us posted on all you're doing. And
well, you got that. I post everything I can. Whenever, wherever. So
cool.
Just keep me in mind. And
we'll do.
Miss you guys. Hey,
miss you too, buddy. Yeah. If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
So we'd like to thank Brian Webb Russell for graciously stopping by and using new technology.
Yeah.
For us today.
It's pretty impressive.
It is. I mean, I see a pattern here. He talks about being cast as the criminal and the drunkard, and then talks about sitting on a corner watching girls. So
yep, there's a pattern there, definitely.
I don't know. I mean, it's horrible to be typecast. But,
well, but there is also something to be said for having the work too.
That is so, that is Toby, very true.
And true to form, Toby says hello. So just like he did last week. So I guess that means at the sound of the dog, it's time to wrap up the episode.
Turn the page.
Oh, Toby's become a regular on the show. So anyway, next week, back to the same old thing. Have no clue as to what we're doing. Hopefully, we're still trying to get the interview with my brother. And if we may just do the interview with just him. Because I think that's going to be easier than scheduling everything with stage directions and everything else too. So we may just interview him and see where it goes from there. But we're still trying to get that happening, and then we got some other ideas in the works too. But nothing definite. So we may be flying by the seat of our pants again next week. par for the course, you know? Okay, so on that note, hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.